Okay, the Gemara in Daf Gimel on Beis speaks about throwing a shawl. If you throw a shawl and build a new one in the interim, people might have a place to daven, or they might have shiusa, they may not get enough funds to actually build the new shawl. So I thought it would be interesting to talk about the Kedushas Beis Knesset a little bit, which is really the background for all this. The Gemara in Megillah, Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph, uses the word Kedusha in context of Beis Knesset, which shouldn't be so surprising to us. But the Gemara says, Amar Chachamim HaRechov Eino Mishum Kedusha. If you daven in a street, there's no Kedusha. Menachem Bar Yosi, my Taima, he disagrees. Ha'ol v'da amis palim v'o b'tainis v'mimados. If they always daven there on Tainis, they would go outside as part of the experience of the Tainis. V'rabanan ha'ol v'akrai v'alma, Chachamim don't think that's significant. It's only once in a while. But the word Kedusha is obviously, you know, associated with the shoal. Likewise, the one later on, next Amud, you can sell a shawl, you can swap a shawl, you can't rent it, meaning for other purposes. If you give it as a mashkan, you rent it, it won't be used for kedusha purposes, so it will be designed for the kedusha. So we have this concept of kedusha. The question is, you know, halachically, what does that mean, kedusha? We use the kedusha when you think about, you know, kedusha's korban, what exactly is going on here? So the Ramban was bothered by this. If you look at the Ramban, the famous Ramban, source number 3, Lefi Masha Shanina, Vishasenu Veskinesis, Lachim Vidama, Vmash, Vadin, Shavis Kanushas, Kedusha Yeshbo. So the Ramban is aware of the fact that the Gemara is used Lashon of, the Mishnah, it sounds like there's Kedusha here. And so what is the Kedusha? V'hashta kashili. Yimkein eich nimkar v'alo davar harai l'gufa b'kudoshin eino nifte. Things that have Kedusha s'guf don't have pidyon. V'sefta hai pirka tanya avdei v'heichel v'azaras sh'nifkamu v'sh'nigmemu ein lehem pidyon. So if you have an avdei heichel, you can't just be potent. V'su ki mochro shivitu v'ivne v'anshim ha'ivne ir. The Gemara says there's a Eitza to afkir the kedusha by going through the, you know, the vad of the city, the shiva tuva year. Hechi sharu the mishti vashikra. How can you, the money go to chulin to use it for whatever you want? You can buy beer with it. Hello, and it's passing the kedusha. If there is pidyon, then the kedusha goes on to the coins. Either there is no pidyon, and if there is, then the money shav kedusha. Here you get the Zayif Tuva Ir and everything is good. The building is chulin, the money is chulin. The Gemara says that even matana works. Matana is like sale. Just like you can be mafkir the kedusha through sale, so too you can mafkir the kedusha through matana. But my tifka, how is the kedusha pokeya? So if we're talking about pidyon, it has to be chal on something. Here, the hana that you got last week, you want to return a favor, so you give him as a matana. What do you mean returning a favor? There's no pidyon. This is a different concept, says the Ramban. There's no mention of pidyon here. This is mechira. The Ramban is a big chiddush. He says, Ashol doesn't have Kedusha. The Gemara says Kedusha. Doesn't really mean Kedusha. It's Tashmishi Mitzvah. When you're a person on Sukkot, you can't take your lulav and use it to sweep the floor. Because it's Meyuwad for the Mitzvah. Even though after Sukkot you can throw out the lulav, our minhag is to try to throw it out in a more mechubed way, or to even save it for, you know, chametz or whatever, do some other mitzvah with it. But strictly speaking, Tashmishi Mitzvah Nizrakin. But bizman mitzvah, there's kedusha, right? That's only achar zman. But bizman mitzvah, yesh me kedusha shel kova. V'kach beis kneses kol zman shivnei ir rotzim bo v'mitzvah san olav v'hagim bo kedusha afilu b'churbana. So says the Ramban that when the shul is usable, and even achar churbana, if the community still is interested in rebuilding it, you have to treat it with kedusha, just like you treat the lulav with kedusha during sukkahs. But the Kedusha we speak of is really a misnomer. It's not really Kedusha. It really means Kedusha Shel Kavod. It means that you have to respect it. You have to treat it with a certain amount of respect. So that's the Ramban Shita. And the Ramban, like I said, is difficult in the language of the Gemara. But Misvara, it's Chalak. There's no such thing as real Kedusha here. It's a question of Teshvishi Mitzvah, Bishas Mitzvasa. Again, he has a nitchak a little bit by Churban, meaning after the shul is destroyed, he has to assume that you're planning on rebuilding it, and it still retains its status. But okay. The Ran, though, famously disagrees with the Ramban. And the Ran writes, Ein dvar v'rurim eitzli, he disagrees. V'chner lomar d'v'chayitz ha'knesses, d'v'chavasai, kevan she'ikara asu lomar bodavar shev'kdusha, hitilu bo chachamim kdusha v'divreyim. Says the Ran, since a Beis Knesset is used for Davar Shev Kedusha. Again, what the definition of Davar Shev Kedusha is something that really requires a lot of analysis. It's clear that you need 10 people. It's not clear exactly the Hagdara, you know, the Kriya Vaniya, the different understandings, but either way, you know, we say Baruch Hu and Shul. Shul is a place where we daven, we say Kriya Satara, we profess Kohanim, whatever the common denominator between those things is. So in the end of the day, says the Ran, it's a place that's Meyuad for Dvarim Shev Kedusha. And therefore, they made it like Tashmishi Kedusha. Hitilu v'chacham Kedusha midivreya. Midrabanan, it's like Tashmishi Kedusha. And Tashmishi Kedusha are not Nizrakin, right? If a person has an old pair of tefillin, can't throw them out. You have to be gonis them. So the shul likewise has to be nignaz, if you will. And there's this way of using, you know, Shiva tuva ir to mafkida Kedusha. Afilu hizno av zayin tuva ir, b'maybinan sheir, if she shafkia Kedusha so b'chtiv, if ni kavar Kedusha sheyesh bo, mi ul achash hitilu Kedusha so adamim, Kedushas Damim Kalisha Mikdushas Vitzkineses, Lefisha Damim Elu Lo Andu Me Olam Davar Shiva Kedusha. So you have real Kedusha, Midrabanan and the Shul. They've transferred onto the money, and this is like a secondary Kedusha. It's Kalisha, it's weaker. It never was Kadosh in the first place, it only got the Kedusha from the Shul. And therefore, you can be, you know, through the Zayin Tuva Ir, you're able to mafkia it, v'odah havi le kedusha shniyah, v'kalishtam v'kedusha rishona, etc. So how exactly it works isn't so clear. According to the Ram wants to hold on to this idea of kedusha as being real kedusha. And he says, well, it's real kedusha, so how does it work? Well, there's a mechanism, it's midrabanan, so apparently that's why, maybe on the race level, you couldn't take a korban and just, you know, transfer the kedusha out of it. But... you know, against Kedusha Sagov. But by a shul, it's only Drabanan, so he has some type of mechanism whereby the Zayin Tuva Ir are able to use the money for other purposes, because the Kedusha, anyway, in the first place, was lowered through this pidyon of sorts. So I'm not going to discuss the mechanics. It's an interesting topic. What exactly the Ran mean, how it works, but the Ran takes the Kedusha more seriously. It's Tashmishi Kedusha with Drabanan. And versus the Ramban, who says Tashmish and Mitzvah. So, just to summarize here, we have a question of the nature of Kedusha's Beis Knesses. From the sources, it's pretty clear there is Kedusha. The question is, what does it actually mean? You know, the Ramban's question, you can't be, there's no pidyon for real Kedusha. So, the Ramban says it's Tashmish Mitzvah, and it doesn't really mean Kedusha, it's just Kedusha's Kavod. And the Ramban says it's Kedush Tashmish Kedusha Midirabanan, and then you have to exactly figure out how that works in terms of getting rid of it and transferring the Kedusha to the money and then using the money for Chulin purposes. So this Machlokes is fairly well known. I want to explore a couple of nafkaminas to it that are, I think, a little less emphasized. The first is when the Ramban really started, the Ramban actually discusses, you know, how does the Mechira work? So for the Ramban, you know, the Mechira, it's not Pinyon, it's Mechira. Here's Mechira. And that's it. It's pretty straightforward. For the Ramban, he has to do some explaining. You know, if you look at the Chassam Sofer here in the Tshuvas, this is a Tshuva he wrote to his father-in-law, Rekibi Eger. He argues that the Ramban is a shitasa. There is a machlokes in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara speaks about that. Anshe Yavan, who came into the Beis Hamikdash in time of Chashmonaim, holding, you know, Shloshim Yom. There is nothing in Shloshim Yom. They're already selling Sufganiyot in the store. So, yes, you know, I walked to Rami Levy, but you feel Chanukah in the air.
Oil.
Well, yeah, because Sufganiyot in this country is like a seasonal food. Like it's not like the whole year you have stones. It's only like, you know, before Chanukah. So they're already selling Sufganiyot. Anyway, the Gemara there speaks about quotes a pasuk, Bao, pasuk, Ritzim Michilua. More or less, Nun Beis, Amud Beis, in Avodah Zarah, So the Ramban basically claims, I'll read you the Chum Sofer. He quotes the Ramban and the Mechamas of Rezaris, and the Chavtalid and the Mechamas. The Ramban argues that when the Goyim came into the Beis Hamikdash and used the Mizbeach for Avodah Zarah, the Mizbeach became Chulin. And that's why when they re-sanctified the Beis Hamikdash, they got rid of those stones. It didn't belong to them. So there's a special example of Vo Goyim or something to that effect. So the Ramban basically says that you can't, if you have a klisharis, you have a avni mizbeach. There's no such thing as pigyon. It's a special din. It's a special din that when the goyim came in, they made it chulin. And the Baal HaMor there argues, and the Baal HaMor says, no, this is a general principle. He thinks that the pritzim weren't the yavanim; they were the Jewish Hellenists. And there's a din of Eila, that you can be, even if something has Kedusha Sakuf, you can be Moel, and you can take it out to Chulin. So the Chacham Sofer basically claims, the Ramban of the Shitaso, the Ramban says that if it's real Kedusha, you can't do anything about it. It's only because of special halacha of all priests in Chilua that you can get rid of the Kedusha of the Mikdash. But there's not, if a Jewish person came and misused the Avdei Mizbeach, they have no way of taking away the Kedusha, because there is no pidyon. There's no pidyon for Kedusha's haguf. So, like I said, the Chassam Sofer thinks this is l'shitasam. It's not really an afkamina. It's just what I already discussed. The Ramban, explains more easily how Zayin Tuvi Eir work. Zayin Tuvi Eir work in that it's a tashmishe mitzvah when it's miur for the mitzvah. If the executive board of the shul says we don't want to use this for the mitzvah anymore, it's no longer mitzvah material. It's like after sukkahs. After sukkahs, you can throw out the lulav. It's after the shul is being used. The shul is no longer functional. So now the kedusha, automatically, or the kedusha, the kedusha's covered, if you will, dissipates, and therefore it's more obvious. According to the Ran, you have to do some legwork. There's real kedusha, midrabanan. How do you get rid of it? So you have to explain, again, the Baal HaMor here is talking about kedusha on a deraisa level. Being with Mi'ila. But the Ran would say on his Rabbanon level that Zayin Tuvi Eir are able to get rid of the Kedusha. Okay? So the second Afkamina, it's an interesting discussion in the Be'er Halacha. He wonders why you even need Mechira. You look at the Be'er Halacha, verse number 6. Afilo yiskim with Zayin Tuvi Eir, Ma'ayim and Anshay Eir, Kulab Lotzia Lechulin, Lomahani im Losha Baru Beis Knesset Acheres. So he argues that you have to have another place to daven. They can't just be Afkid the Kedusha Stam. Is it really true that you need to have another shul for the kedusha to be transferred to? Alima kochayu afli mechira. You don't even need mechira. So the Gemara says mechira. You don't really need mechira. So, like I said, the executive board can sit down and say, "Listen, we don't need a shul. We don't have another shul, but we don't need a shul. All the Jews moved out of the Bronx. We're just getting rid. We're just selling the shul.
They commission it.
Right. That's it. And the kedusha is pakam mamela. Even without a ma'isa mechira, you would be able to mefki the kedusha, because after all, there is no real kedusha here. It's just a question of miur for the mitzvah. It's no longer miur for the mitzvah. Once the people in charge decide that it's not miur for the mitzvah, the meila, the kedusha's kavod is no longer relevant. So the second afkamina, first afkamina is mechira. So for the Ramban, it's muvan, and for the Ran, he has to explain exactly how it works. Like I said, maybe the Ramban is shitaso. Some sort of argues. Second is Haskama Li Mechira. So the Mishabura argues that it would work. Even Haskama Li Mechira, and according to Ramban, obviously wouldn't work because you have a mechanism here. Again, like I didn't explain exactly how it works, but there's some type of mechanism that Mechira is a sort of form of pidyon, and you actually have to do that Mechira for it to be Chal. Another question is the relationship between the kedusha of a shul versus the kedusha of a base medrash. The Gemara in Megillah of Chavam and Beis brings an interesting debate as to whether or not a shul or a base medrash has more kedusha. Can I turn a shul into a base medrash or vice versa? And it's connected to the drasha of the pasuk. The Gemara there says, if you look at the second line, Darash Bar Kapara, Ma'aleksiv Yifrof is Beis Hashem, is Beis Hamelach, is called Bate Yerushalayim, is called Bayis Gadol Sarafesh. So what's Bayis Gadol? So if you look at two lines later, Rav Yochanan of Yeshua, Chad Amar Makom Shemagadlin Bo Torah. Chad Amar Makom Shemagadlin Bo Tefillin. What's the Bayis Gadol? Is that a Beis Medrash or is that a Beis Knesses? Man Amar Torah Dachsiv Hashem Chafetz Laman Tzidko Yagdil Torah V'yadir, Yagdil Torah. Torah is great. Man Amar Tefillah Dachsiv Esafra Na Hagdolos Asher Asalisha. Alisha David V'rachmi David. Alisha did it through Tefillah. So is it a shul have more kedusha, or is the base medrash have more kedusha? Stein of Yeshua ben Levi, the Amar Makom Shem Gadlin Mutara, the Amar of Yeshua ben Levi, base Knesses Mutar Lasoso, base medrash Shavina. So Yeshua ben Levi thinks that a base medrash has more kedusha, and Rabbi Yochanan argues and thinks a base Knesses has more kedusha. So you can turn a base medrash into base Knesses. Okay. So the question is, what's the svara? So, if you ask somebody on the street, I think they probably would agree with Yeshua and Levi. Talmud Torah, Ken Kulam, Tefillah, you know, when some Yeshua is Rabbanan, but even if it's Daraisa, it's not the same level as Torah. So what's the Svara for Rav Yochanan? Rav Yochanan really means a Hazri. You have an idea?
Well, there's halachas of what you can, you know, you're learning all day, so we're less strict with the Beis Medrash eating or
right. We all were makel about a couple of halachas. You're saying the fact that you can't eat in a shul is that indicative that it's more kedusha, or just that, you know, since you're only there for an hour, so you don't have to eat a hamburger in the middle of Shacharis. But if you're in the Beis Medrash all day, so the space Rabbana, the Chachamim like felt like, you know,
function versus
so that's kedusha? The question, right? You could argue that it's your argument is it didn't kedusha. The fact is, Isser to eat in the shul shows more kedusha. I'm saying that no, maybe that's just a practical idea that you know, a person can have enough self control not to eat during Mincha Maariv. But if you're there all day, so what are you going to tell you to leave? You're going to have to throw a bit of Torah. So Melech will allow you to eat, you know, not because there's less kedusha, just because, you know, the pressing need of you know, base Rabbanan. It's your house, you can sleep there, you can eat there.
So if it's all the Rabbanan, then Chazal can.
Right, but still, what's greater? Meaning, what's a svara for Rav Yochanan? What's a svara to say that a base Knesses is greater than a base Medrash? So, I hear what you're saying. I mean, it's definitely possible. The Rav has an interesting suggestion. If you look here, source number 8, this is Rabbi Ganak's, you know, notes, Shirei HaRav on Tefillah. He says, near the Rav Yochanan svara, the Kedushas Beis Knesses Adi, the Kedushas Beis Medrash, Yishuv, the Savar, the after Mitzvah Talmud Torah, Gdola Mitzvah Tefillah. It's true that Torah is greater than Tefillah. Aval Yesh, Ma'ilah Beis Knesses, Beis Medrash. L'gavi Tefillah, Yesh Liachim, Mokom Lo Tefillasu. There's an idea of Mokom. When it comes to davening, there's an idea of Mokom. L'kvias Mokom, Chaloshim Tefillah. We know that, you know, Talmidei from Avraham Avinu, you have a special Mokom Tefillah. Learning, you learn all, you're supposed to learn all the time, right? When you're walking to the bus, you're also learning. When you're on the bus, you're learning. They call Zev Gavi Tefillah the Yesh Lo Din Kviyas Makom. Asher Ein Kain Gavi Talmud Torah the Ein Inyan Tefillah Mudafka Makom Kavua. The Chaim Savar Rabbi Yochanan the Kedushas Beis Knesses Kedolam Kedushas Beis Medrash Bishum She Yichud Makom Mesuyim Tefillah Avi Ki Midinei Kiyu Mitzvah Tefillah Avolo B'Talmud Torah. So he argues that the reason a shul has more kedusha is because there's significance to the makom of the shul, the makom of tefillah. Whereas Torah, you can learn anywhere. So it happens to be you're learning in this room, but you're also learning on the bus, you're also learning at the doctor's office, you're always learning. How have I? You know, that's the ideal. And therefore, the makom is less significant, and therefore, the kedusha Beis Knesses is greater. That's what he suggests.
So we also daven in our shir room a lot.
Most of our Beis Medrashes have kedusha Beis Knesses, meaning it used to be that you had a Beis Medrash you didn't daven in, and you have a shul you didn't learn. Today, most base, I don't know if any base medrash, they don't have tefillahs. Even at least mincha, you know, the most shul, like in our base medrash, we have 3 tefillahs a day. I mean, but once upon a time, it seems like it was different. And they would have a shul and they'd have base medrash. So again, if you daven in your base medrash, it's not shayla, you can turn a base knesses into a base medrash because it's also a shul. meaning, you know, if you take an old shul, you want to turn it into yeshiva, they're going to daven there. It doesn't even get into the issue. Even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that's okay. The shaila that we're discussing is if they're really, you know, exclusively used for tefillah and or for, you know, or for learning. So,
like in some, I don't say daven, a lot of places in, you know, New York, it reads like we would daven after shir.
Right, yeah, that's great. That's great. I mean, in fact, the Gemara in Bracha sounds like you're supposed to daven where you learn. It's even though Chatzilah B'tzi, where some Rishonim learn that way. The Gemara, that integration, the Rav is a very beautiful idea, the integration of Torah and Tefillah, it's a beautiful idea. We're not talking about integration. We're talking here about, you know, once upon a time, the shul was a shul, and the Beis Medrash was a Beis Medrash. Nobody davened in Beis Medrash, and nobody learned in the shul. I mean, again, they would say Kriyas Torah, but it wouldn't have, like, apparently a Kedushas, you know, Beis Medrash. Kriyas Torah is not enough. Even though Kriyas Torah is Talmud Torah Rav, it's not enough to give it a Shem Beis Medrash. Apparently. So the Rav has two suggestions. The first suggestion is that the Kedusha of a Beis Knesset is greater, not because Tefillah is greater than Torah. It's not true. Torah is greater than Tefillah. But the Shem Makom exists by a shul, and it doesn't exist apparently by a Beis Medrash. But then he says an interesting thing. So according to Ran, who argues with the Ramban, near the Eina Tluya Kedushas Beis Medrash, by Divus Mrs. Talmud Torah, Mrs. Tefillah, and near the Farish that came into Beis Knesset, having Kedushas Domim Midivreyim, and Kedushas Berak Abayis Midirabanan, Kedushas Ohumi Ein Kedushas Mikdash. So the Rav Gnak here, the name of the Rav, is an interesting idea. It's not exactly what the Ran says. So again, I was a little surprised to see this. The Ran didn't speak about Mikdash at all. The Ran spoke about Kedushas Tashmishi Mitzvah, Tashmishi Mitzvah versus Tashmishi Kedusha. Says the Ran is Tashmishi Kedusha. It doesn't, it's not a din in Mikdash, but the way Rabbi Gnak presents it here is that according to the Ran, the reason you can turn a Beis Medrash into a shul is because a shul has Kedusha and a Beis Medrash doesn't have Kedusha. It doesn't have Kedusha. It's just a place where you learn. So it's a makom yuchad for tzila, for learning. But the idea of Tashmishi Kedusha, the idea of what he says is like Kedusha's Mikdash, that exists only in a shul. And therefore, even though Talmud Torah is greater than Tefillah, you can still turn a Beis Medrash into a Beis Knesset. So the Beis Knesset has this idea of, you know, Kedushas Berek HaBayis, it says, Kedushas Ohu Me'ein Kedushas Mikdash. L'chein Ein Kedushas Atluya B'chashivus Mitzvah Sa Shinizkayim Ba. We don't care about the level of mitzvah. Beis Medrash has a greater mitzvah. Great, we can still turn it into Beis Knesset. Sherech Eina Kedusha Eina Kedusha Novas Mizeh Shukso L'mitzvahs. So this will be another nafkamina, again, it's more nafkamina havana, to explain why it's mutter lasos beis medrash the beis haknesses. Why is it mutter shita Rabbi Yochanan that you can turn a beis medrash into beis knesses? So according to the Ramban, you have to say like the first thing he said that well, there's the kfiyas makom. It's true that you know a shul doesn't have as much kedusha, you know, in terms of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not as great. But there's Kviyas Makom is Koveya. Kviyas Makom only exists by a shul apparently. Whereas according to the Ran, you can say, well, there's Kedusha in a Beis Knesset. And that doesn't exist in a Beis Medrash, apparently. Now, yeah.
It's funny, I would have thought that he could have said a similar type idea even for the Ramban without just taking it as far. But like, even still, because like everyone agrees that we have all these ideas in Chazal about Beis Knesset being Mikdash Ma'ad, and
okay,
especially if you know it's Tefillah connected Karbanos thing.
Right,
so
right.
There's Yichus. So you can say it's possible. Like I would have thought that you could have said that there's a Ma'in Kedusha, there's a Ma'in, you know, Kedusha's Beis Mikdash type of thing, but not that it translates in the same way to have like a real, you know, like Kedusha's Abdul for something like that. But
even for the Ramban, you want to say that.
I would have said that maybe like you would say that Kiyas Makom is not enough because it's a finish to say that Kiyas Makom transforms the status of the building itself.
Oh, okay. So you're making 2 points. You're saying you're first arguing on the Rav and saying hey, I taste that Kiyas Makom is going to affect the actual.
Kiyas Makom is the idea that you should daven in the same location.
Right.
But you know, so we wouldn't say if I daven, you know, in my house like by myself every day, that it's a Kiyas Makom of the tzibur in a way because. Because Makom Ayakvid wouldn't transfer Kedusha, even Tashmishay Kedusha.
Right, right.
So, So clearly, that's not enough. It has to be. You have to add these ideas of kis makom of the tzibur, and maybe all that relates to.
And once you say that, you can say mikdash too, potentially.
It's just not mikdash in the sense that it gives it like it's that a real status.
Okay. I am comfortable the era. I want to actually discuss that question of how to look at mikdash in just a minute in relation to mikdash and Beis Knesses. But just to finish this section, when we speak about Kedushas Mekedeshes, the most basic question you have to ask yourself when it comes to any mitzvah or any concept is the Doraisa or Drabanan? Is it a minimum? So the Ran says explicitly the Kedushas Mekedeshes is Drabanan. It's Tashvishe Kedusha mi Drabanan. The question is, what does the Ramban think? Usually people present the Ramban as being on a lower level. It's not Tashvishe Kedusha, it's only Tashvishe Mitzvah. But interestingly, it's possible to argue that the concept of Tashmishe Mitzvah is a concept on a Doraisa level. Right? The Ramban quotes the Gemara Kulin a number of places, but here I'll have it on Shi, actually Shabbos. The Tanya v'shafach l'kisa, v'meshe shafach hichase, shalei chase v'regel, shalei yu mitzvahs b'zuyas olam. There's a concept of doing kisui adam with a kli. You don't, or with your hand. Not, you don't just kick the blood onto the, kick the dirt onto the blood. Right? You shouldn't do the mitzvah in a mevuzadik way. And that's a drasha. Some achronim argue that's a din d'oraisa. There's an instant d'oraisa to mevaz the mitzvah by kicking the dirt. You have to cover the blood with dirt. You can't just kick it. You have to take your hands and do it properly. Mechuvadik away. So, if a person took a lulav and used it as a to clean the floor on Sukkot, that might be Isur D'oraisa. Might be Isur D'oraisa. It's a Bizur Mitzvah. So, interestingly, if you look at the where the Ran says explicitly the whole din is Din D'Rabbanan, for the Ramban, it's possible that it's D'oraisa. That if you take a shul and misuse a shul, while it was still being used as a shul, while it was still a functional shul, so that would be a din d'oraisa. Shalei yu mitzvahs b'zuyas. Oh, this is very lot of nafkaminas. You know, people try to use the shuls and double them as social halls and do all sorts of things. And is that mutter? You know, so al tanai chutzlar Eretz Yisrael, big halacha ma'aseh shaylas. When there's space issues, and there's always more and more space issues, we all live in crammed cities, so people want to double the shul as also being this, also being that, and these are big shaylas. If you learn like the Ramban, it could be you're dealing with the Doraisa, not just with the Rabban, which obviously raises the stakes significantly. Not the other question?
Yeah. Do those Achronim assume that this will be true even for Hashemishe, Mitzvot, the Rabban? And then the question would then be, with the analysis of the Ramban internally, like how we would relate to this. Would this have an element of the, would a shul have, the
Doraisa
tila aspect, or only the
Doraisa? Right, it's actually interesting, because the Ramban, as you know, holds that tila could be Rabbanan, but a shul is also a tzara, meaning, it's interesting. My tila is that the Ramban would hold, that the Achronim would hold, that there's a Din d'oraisa, the mevazeh, Hashmishi mitzvah, that would apply even to an lulav and the yontif sheni. Meaning, even, because at the end of the day, it's a question of how you relate to the chafetz of shemayim. It represents Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you're denigrating it, so that could be a din d'oraisa. I'll get to that in a second, in terms of the kedushas, in one second. That's my netiyah. You have to prove it. Even if you don't assume that way, the fact that sometimes tefillah is a tzara,
But it's interesting because at those times they got the wooden diamond in the shul. That was like a
whole market. Not always. Kippur is, the Rav has a very beautiful idea. The Rav argues that really the Rambam agrees to the Ramban that only tefillah is a tzara, which is always live in a perpetual state of a tzara. It would always be a tzara. Now, it's a very inspirational idea. It's probably not true in terms of whether or not the Rambam and the Ramban think that, but it's an interesting idea. But it's a very interesting question. I didn't think about it, but that's yes.
You're saying that you do something that's the Oraisa. And I don't recall in Baruch Lipton's Sanctum of the Synagogue, all the, with those that they have the letters, I don't recall anybody saying, picking out the lechitza is an issur d'oraisa. But then again, the people that want to take out the moon, so they can care less.
There is a shuma for Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein actually interprets the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara speaks about making a special place for the women, for Sukkah's Eva, and the Gemara asks, Kol Bechsav, how can we change the structure of the Mikdash? And the Gemara says, well, you know, Kra Ashkachan, we found the pasuk, we have to have separation, it's not good to mix men and women. So Rav Moshe learns from that Gemara that having Mechitzah is d'oraisa. It's very chiddush. But I guess he would assume that the Kedusha is d'oraisa and the Isser not have Mechitzah is d'oraisa. It's all, you know, Hainoach. Potentially, or maybe not. Maybe it's only Mechitzah is d'oraisa. I don't know. It's interesting. So just to summarize the section, we have here a basic machlok between the Ramban and the Ran as to whether or not the Kedusha is Kedusha as Tashmishi Mitzvah, or it's Tashmishi Kedusha Mitzrabanan, and he discussed a couple of nafkaminas to that question. What I want to discuss now is a different angle, which I think is really a different mahalakha understanding of the Kedusha. It touches on what Natan raised in terms of, you know, the connection to Mikdash. The Mishnah in Megillah, the Chav Ches, says, V'esknesset shacharav in maspidin v'socho. Shul is destroyed, we don't do a haspid. In mafshilin v'socho chavolin. In porsin l'socho mitzudos. V'in shochtin shotchin al gago peros. V'in osin oso kapandriu. So you can't do, you know, mundane things in a shul. Sh'nema rashimosi es mikdashaychem, even though the shul is destroyed. Kedushason af al pi af shehen shomani. The shul has kedusha even though it's desolate, even though it's destroyed. So what's so striking about this Mishnah is that the pasuk that they're quoting, Hashimosi es mikdashechem, is a pasuk in reference to Mikdash. So just like the Beis HaMikdash, when it's destroyed, it's still a Beis HaMikdash. So to a shul, it's destroyed, it's still a shul. So what's the connection? The implication that you get, the implication you get is that we're dealing with real Kedusha, something connected to Kedushas Mikdash. Now, as I mentioned before, the Rav, Ganax quotes him, speaks about Mikdash. The Ran himself didn't speak about that. Now, I mentioned it's surprising that the Rav, you know, quotes the Ran and says Mikdash, even though the Ran isn't talking about it. Now, the Shittaso, it's not surprising, because the Rav has this very interesting idea, very creative idea. It's brought down in Eretz and Simin Yud Beis. Rav Shachter breaks it down. The Rav argued that, as a good Lipsdish Rosh Hashiva would argue, that the whole Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash flows from what? From Torah. Everything's Torah. So what do you mean it flows from the Torah? The Luchos. The Luchos give Kedusha to the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why even in Vayisheni, when there were no Luchos, they were underground. The Gemara tells us that I don't remember exactly, there's a source in Chazal, that the Luchos were Nignazu, and everything flows from Kedusha. So for the Rav, to say something as Tishmish and Kedusha, why do Tefillin have Kedusha? Because there's Torah in them. Everything is, all Kedusha flows from Torah. Shem Hashem from Torah. So, it's a very interesting idea. It's very creative. When you read it, you know, you're not sure if you're reading a drasha or you're reading, like, you know, Brisker Lomas. You know, again, I don't think the Rav would take that as a compliment. I think if he thought it was Brisker Lomas, with hesitation, I say that I'm not convinced that it's true. Meaning, I feel like it's a very beautiful drasha, but it's hard for me to imagine that, you know, Kedushas Korban is connected to Kedushas Sefer Torah. There are different types of Kedusha. To say everything comes from Torah is, you know, to me, difficult to defend, you know, to say the least. So, I'm not surprised that Rav Ganak uses the lashon of Kedushas Mikdash in quoting the Ran, because for him it was all connected, because Mikdash is all about Torah. But I don't think that's the pashtus at all. So, I want to present the third sheet. I had the Ramban, Kedusha, Itesh Kedusha, Kedusha's Kavod of Tashmishi Mitzvah. You have the Ran, Tashmishi Kedusha, Midrabanan. And the third approach would be that Beis Hamikdash is really a Mikdash Ma'at. It's somehow connected to the world of the Beis Hamikdash. Like we see in the Mishnah of Ches, Hashimosis Mikdashechem, Kedushasan, Afshim Sholomim, in reference to Beis Knesset. So the number of sources that bolster this idea, if you look here on source number 14, the Mordechai, Megillah, Amar Behuda, Beis Knesset, Shecharev, ki beis knesses nikra mikdash maat k'til kaman upirki. L'kach also lintos badavar beis knesses. You can't destroy a rock in a beis knesses. The Tanya v'sifri minayin l'notitz evin min ahechal min avisveach min ahazara shu v'los asei tamalomar v'nitatztem es mizbechoseyem v'los asum kein l'ashem elokeichem. So the Mordechai quotes this idea that a titza evan of a beis knesses is an issur d'oraisa. If you destroy
that's
a shul,
that's different than this issur d'oraisa.
Here, I'm saying there's kedusha d'oraisa. Let me get, one second. It's a very good question. One second. The Mordechai quotes this idea that destroying a shul will be issur d'oraisa. The Urayim also has this. The Rambam and the Minyan Katzer, I don't have room on the sheets, but the Rambam and the Minyan Katzer, when the Isser of Los Atzum came, speaks about destroying a shul. Includes that in the Isser of destroying the base of Mikdash. Now Mark is asking, does that mean, isn't that the same as saying that there's Kedusha Daraisa? So I'm not really sure, frankly. There are Harim who assume this, that you can't say it's Isser Daraisa to destroy a shul unless you assume there's Kedusha Daraisa there. I don't know if that's so Mukhrach. This Stechem assumes that way, another Acharonim assumes that way. I think he quotes from Shlomo and Vilna. I wonder, meaning you might say that there's no Kedusha in a Shul on a Daraisa level. But it still represents a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so if you destroy it, you get a Daraisa. Meaning maybe to destroy a Shul is a Daraisa. But if I do business in Shul, I didn't violate the Kedusha, because there's no Kedusha, but it represents a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, so I understand why Acharonim assume, like you're assuming. I think that makes a lot of sense. I just don't think it's mukhrach. I think that you could argue that there's no kedusha in a shul, and if you destroy it, you violate the Masasim King, because it represents the Kadosh Baruch
Hu. You just got this, like, it's one of the most complicated things Bisman has asked.
Uh-huh.
Is what is shameless, what to do with shameless, etc.
Right.
Is this one thing to put into the shamelessness?
Yeah, that's definitely connected to Seamus. I was thinking of maybe giving a chavura on Losasuke, which we touch more on that. Losasuke, which is part of the flip side of this. But what I'm trying to highlight now is not the Losasuke, and I'm trying to highlight the understanding that a shul is a mikdash ma'at. So in contrast to the Ramban and the Ran, I think there's another understanding, which Nathan alluded to, that a shul has kedusha because it's like the Mitzvah Mikdash. Where do you see this? You see this in the Urayim, you see this in the Rambam and the Yekatzer, you see this in the Mordechai on the sheet, that Losasum Kain applies to a shul. Likewise, look at the next source, Rabbi Yerucham, quotes of Achokos Rishonim, Kosov Rav Hai, the Ein Lehekdash Anim Ona, the Ein Lehekdash Beis Knesses. There's no Isra Ona Be Hekdash, and a shul is like Hekdash. Velonira came with Divya Rif. You quotes of Achokos between Rav Hai and the Rif, is there Ona by a shul? Right? There's a special miut. Right? So Amisecha, not Hektish, is a shul like Amisecha, is a shul like Hektish. So here too, is a shul like Hektish? So that's this debate. According to Rav Haigon, ain't on all the Hektish. A shul is like Hektish. And likewise, look at source number 16, different Mordechai. Is there kedusha beis knesses in the attic, in the roof? Maybe you can't use the roof of the shul for some mundane purposes, because the roof is like the Beis HaMikdash's roof. The Beis HaMikdash's roof has kedusha. Even our roofs, you go on the roof of the shul and you want to, I don't know what you do, you're dry fruit, whatever you're doing there. No, it's like the Beis HaMikdash. So that idea, again, it certainly points in this direction, that Kedushas Beis Knesses is Mi'en Kedushas Mikdash. And there are a number of halakas that seem to indicate this. If you look at the source number 10, the Rambam, Kshabonim Beis Knesses, again, it comes from the Sefta, Magbino So Achia Gvoa Mikol HaChatzero Sa'ir. There's a halakha that the shul should be the highest building in town. When you live in Chutz La'aretz, you can't do that. Here in Eretz Yisrael, so in some yeshuvim, they actually are makvin on this. They want the shul to be the highest structure in the yeshuv. Shneimar l'ro memes beis elokeinu. Ein poskin piskei haknesses elo b'mizuk shneimar v'achonim lifnei hamishkan ken. So this halach also indicates, it seems to indicate that the shul is, again, what's the source? The ro memes beis elokeinu. Beis elokeinu means beis hamikdash. And we say that halacha applies to shul, just like the base of mikdash has to be tall, so too the shul has to be tall because it's basically okay. Likewise, if you look at the Next source. The Ramah says, Asr la'asos mi esnan zona mechir kelev, dover shal mitzvah. There's Isra of esnan zona. Now, a person would go to a zona and give her something for her services, and you can't use that for the Beis HaMikdash. So, the Ramah says, in Hilchos Beis Knesses, you can't use it for a mitzvah. You can go to Beis Knesses and say return. Now, it could be the general thing that's the Davar Mos, you wouldn't want to use it for any mitzvah, but if it seems like it's possible that there is an idea that Beis Knesses is specifically, you know, subject to this problem. Esnan, you're going to have to analyze a little bit more. If you look at the Magen Avraham there, it's because it's a case of Sofek, near Lomit, Beis Knesses, Akdina Lekula, the Eino Elami Drabanan, the Kram Yishtai, Daf Beis Mikdash, the Ksiv Beis Lokecha. So the Magen Avraham says, just a second, if it's a question of a questionable case, if it really is an Esnan, like it was given before, and then, you know, Al Tanai, whatever. So it's only by a Beis HaMikdash do we say that there's Isra of Esna, not by a Shul. The question is that really true? Meaning, do you say that Beis Knesses has a din of Beis HaMikdash, the Gabi din Esna? And likewise, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that when the Shulchan Aruch says you should bow when you leave Shul, the V'mikdash nami shigamru avoda hayu mishtachavim yotzim. Ending davening is like ending avoda. Not to mention, you know, those fields are kind of korbanos, you know, v'chule. So there are a lot of sources that indicate that a shul is a mikdash ma'at, and maybe that's the source on a drabanan level, or maybe even on a deraisa level, again, depending how you look at that Mordechai I've quoted, you know, do you think that the fact that there's ismatitza in a shul shows that maybe there's kedusha on a deraisa level, like you were arguing, that's also certainly possible. It's interesting that when it comes to the base of mikdash, we have not only The Ikar Mikdash is the Heichal, right, the Ulam, the Azara. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Beis Mechira, tells us that's Mikdash. He doesn't mention Har Habayis. And the Rav is medayik, the Har Habayis isn't a part of Mikdash. Har Habayis is, is the Makom HaMikdash. It's not, Har Habayis is like the place where the Mikdash is. Har Habayis isn't the Mikdash itself. And that's a question. How do you look at the area outside the shul? You know, the yard is dirty. You know, is that Kedusha space Knesses? Or is that just, you know, it's not nice that the yard is dirty? So there's actually a debate here in the Akronim. If you look at the Gosu Kivi Eger, source number 17, Kasav Ramam, Yilkos Vazara, Nothing Ilan Eitzel Mizbech, or Bechola Azara, Bein Ilan Srak, Bein Ilan Michael, Harize Loke. The Kasa of David Arma, Meferish Larama, Dafilo Eitzel Beis Knesses, also Midrabana. So can you have a tree in the front yard of the shul? You're not allowed to have a tree on Har Habayis. Again, this question of Zara, Har Habayis, but let's leave that for a moment. How do you look at the yard of the shul? So the Rekim Hager quotes one of the Achronim who said that you shouldn't have a tree in the front yard of the shul. There are very few shuls that are not on this. Most Achronim argue. And they say, no, okay, the shul has Kedushas Beis Knesses, but the yard doesn't have Kedushas, you know, Har Habayis or Azara, whatever you slice it. That's just not true. Likewise, if you look at the Ketzos, the famous Ketzos, Simon Reish, Kasaf Aguda, Reish Mi'ila, Malta Davar Beis Knesses, Zachabov, you find an Aveda in shul, so you can keep it. For Lamina, there's no simon. You find a $20 bill, you can keep it. For Lamina, the chatzar Beis Knesses kona lehekdash. We don't say it belongs to the shul. The chatzar kona mikolak yad, ain yad lehekdash. There's no yad lehekdash. We love ikar divrei aguda tamia. The chatzar Beis Knesses, the ain yad lehekdash. The Beis Knesses ain lo din hekdash el harihu kumo chatzar ashutvin. So again, this question: if you find it in the shul, if you find it in the courtyard around the shul. But for our purposes right now, I want to focus on the courtyard around the shul. Do you look at the chatzer Beis Knesses, you know, the area outside the shul, you know, as a extension of the shul for these purposes? But either way, the machlokes here in the Ketzos, when it says here, you know, the ein lo din hektish, alei kumo chatzer ashutvim. So what does the Aguda think? The Aguda thinks that the chatzer Beis Knesses has a din hektish. What do you mean it's din hektish? Apparently, mikdash ma'at. So, we have over here, just to summarize, three basic approaches how to look at Kedushas Beis Knesses. Is it Tashmishei Mitzvah, the Ramban? Is it Tashmishei Kedusha Midrabanan, the Ran? Or is it Mikdash Ma'at? Which I think is a different approach. Again, the Rav would want to blend the Ran with this third approach. I think they're different. And we discussed a couple of nafkaminas to this question.